Are you ready?
You are listening to Digital Pratik's podcast, where you're going to learn digital marketing for free every single day.
I'll keep on learning every single day something new. I'll keep on applying that something new which I have learned in my life, and I'll keep on sharing that something new which I have learned and applied, and maybe I got some awesome results.
How to change the way you feel about money. When you change the way you feel about money, the amount of money in your life will change. The better you feel about money, the more money you will magnetize to yourself. Obviously, depending upon how much you execute in your work, depending upon how much you take action and put in efforts. If you don't have such money, or if you don't have so much of money, then receiving bills won't make you feel good, isn't it? But the moment you react negatively to a big bill, you actually give bad feelings, and most surely you will receive bigger bills. Whatever you give, you receive back. Be it your actions, be it your negative feelings, be it your positive feeling. So why not give positive feelings? The most important thing is that when you pay your bills, you find a way, any way, to make yourself feel good. Never pay your bills when you don't feel good, because you will just bring bigger bills to you. And to change what you are feeling, you need to use your imagination to turn your bills into something that makes you feel better. What you can do is you can imagine that they are not really bills. I know this is going to be tough for you, but it's better to do something uncomfortable to have some comfortable feelings and to have comfortable situations in future. So what you can do is, here is what you have to do. You can imagine they are not really bills at all, but instead you have decided to donate money to each of those companies or person out of the goodness of your heart because of the wonderful service they provide. So imagine your bills are checks you are receiving. If you have got a bill of Airtel for your mobile phone, just imagine that you are just doing some charity or donating money to Airtel as a company out of the goodness of your heart. Imagine your bills are checks you are receiving, or use gratitude and give thanks to the company who sent you the bill by thinking about how you have benefited from their service for electricity or being able to live in a home. You can write across the front of a bill when you paid. This is what I actually used to do. All right, this is the first ever time I did this practice was in 2014, April 2014. I still remember that date. All right, when I picked up the book, The Magic from Rhonda Brand, that was the third ever book she wrote. And in that, it was a practice of taking all your bills, collecting all your bills, and before you have actually paid, just make sure you write, thank you, paid. And once you have done, just put a smiley. If you don't have the money to pay the bill right away, write across the front of it, thank you for the money. Thank you for the money I at least have. The law of attraction doesn't question whether you imagine and feel is real or not. It responds to what you give, period. And obviously, once again, the disclaimer, it responds to what you give based upon your actions you take. Just by sitting and visualizing won't materialize anything. So when you receive your salary, what you can do is be grateful for it, so it multiplies. Most people don't even feel good about that part of salary when they are paid, because they are so worried about how to make their salary last. They miss an incredible opportunity to give love every time they are paid. I'll tell you my experience. Like, the first ever check I received was of 1800 rupees when I was a tutor, where I used to teach physics back in the days of 2008-9ish, 2007-ish or 8ish. I don't even remember. Like, after I passed my 12th, scored good at physics, I was actually tutoring or mentoring people in physics at a tuition class, and I received 1800 rupees check. That was the greatest. I still remember that moment. When you receive your salary, be grateful for it, so it multiplies. They miss an incredible opportunity. All these people miss an incredible opportunity to give love every time they are paid. When some money comes into your hands, no matter how little it is, be grateful. If you have received 10 rupees, be grateful about that. At least you have 10 rupees more than what you had. Alright? Remember, whatever you are grateful for multiplies. Gratitude is the greatest ever multiplier and the greatest ever positive vibration in the world, in the universe. Thank you for listening.
With that being said, this is Digital Pratik, your podcast host, signing off. I'll see you later.